7. Adjuster Fusion. Thought Adjuster Fusion imparts eternal actualities to personality which were previously only potential. Among these new endowments may be mentioned fixation of divinity quality, past eternity experience and memory, immortality, and a phase of qualified potential absoluteness. When your earthly course in temporary form has been run, you are to awaken on the shores of a better world, and eventually you will be united with your faithful adjuster in an eternal embrace. And this fusion constitutes the mystery of making God and man one, the mystery of finite creature evolution, but it is eternally true. Fusion is the secret of the sacred sphere of Ascendington, and no creature, save those who have experienced fusion with the spirit of deity, can comprehend the true meaning of the actual values which are conjoined when the identity of a creature of time becomes eternally one with the spirit of paradise deity. Fusion with the adjuster is usually effected while the ascender is resident within his local system. It may occur on the planet of nativity as a transcendence of natural death. It may take place on any one of the mansion worlds or on the headquarters of the system. It may even be delayed until the time of the constellation sojourn, or in special instances, it may not be consummated until the ascender is on the local universe capital. When fusion with the adjuster has been effected, there can be no future danger to the eternal career of such a personality. Celestial beings are tested throughout a long experience, but mortals pass through a relatively short and intensive testing on the evolutionary and Marantia worlds. Fusion with the adjuster never occurs until the mandates of the superuniverse have pronounced that the human nature has made a final and irrevocable choice for the eternal career. This is the at-one-ment authorization, which, when issued, constitutes the clearance authority for the fused personality eventually to leave the confines of the local universe to proceed sometime to the headquarters of the superuniverse, from which point the pilgrim of time will, in the distant future, and Sakonafim for the long flight to the central universe of Avona and the deity adventure. On the evolutionary worlds, selfhood is material. It is a thing in the universe, and as such is subject to the laws of material existence. It is a fact in time and is responsive to the vicissitudes thereof. Survival decisions must here be formulated. In the Marantia state, the self has become a new and more enduring universe reality, and its continuing growth is predicated on its increasing attunement to the mind and spirit circuits of the universes. Survival decisions are now being confirmed. When the self attains the spiritual level, it has become a secure value in the universe, and this new value is predicated upon the fact that survival decisions have been made, which fact has been witnessed by eternal fusion with the thought adjuster. And having achieved the status of a true universe value, the creature becomes liberated in potential for the seeking of the highest universe value, God. Such fused beings are twofold in their universe reactions. They are discrete Marantia individuals, not altogether unlike Seraphim, and they are also beings in potential on the order of the Paradise Finaliters. But the fused individual is really one personality, one being, whose unity defies all attempts at analysis by any intelligence of the universes. And so, having passed the tribunals of the local universe from the lowest to the highest, none of which have been able to identify man or adjuster, the one apart from the other, you shall finally be taken before the sovereign of Nebadon, your local universe father. And there, at the hand of the very being whose creative fatherhood in this universe of time has made possible the fact of your life, you will be granted those credentials which entitle you eventually to proceed upon your superuniverse career in quest of the Universal Father. Has the triumphant adjuster won personality by the magnificent service to humanity, or has the valiant human acquired immortality through sincere efforts to achieve adjuster likeness? It is neither, but they together have achieved the evolution of a member of one of those unique orders of the ascending personalities of the Supreme, one who will ever be found serviceable, faithful, and efficient, a candidate for further growth and development, ever ranging upward and never ceasing the supernal ascent until the seven circuits of Avona have been traversed, and the one-time soul of earthly origin stands in worshipful recognition of the actual personality of the Father on Paradise. Throughout all this magnificent ascent, the thought adjuster is the divine pledge of the future and full spiritual stabilization of the ascending mortal. Meanwhile, the presence of the mortal free will affords the adjuster an eternal channel for the liberation of the divine and infinite nature. Now have these two identities become one. No event of time or of eternity can ever separate man and adjuster. They are inseparable, eternally fused. On the adjuster fusion worlds, the destiny of the mystery monitor is identical with that of the ascending mortal, the paradise core of the finality. And neither adjuster nor mortal can attain that unique goal without the full cooperation and faithful help of the other. This extraordinary partnership is one of the most engrossing and amazing of all the cosmic phenomena of this universe age. From the time of adjuster fusion, the status of the ascender is that of the evolutionary creature. The human member was the first to enjoy personality, and therefore outranks the adjuster in all matters concerned with the recognition of personality. The paradise headquarters of this fused being is Ascendington, not Divinington, and this unique combination of God and man ranks as an ascending mortal all the way up to the core of the finality. When once an adjuster fuses with an ascending mortal, the number of that adjuster is stricken from the records of the super-universe. What happens on the records of Divinington I do not know, but I surmise that the registry of that adjuster is removed to the secret circles of the inner courts of Grand Fonda, the acting head of the core of the finality. With adjuster fusion, the Universal Father has completed his promise of the gift of himself to his material creatures. He has fulfilled the promise and consummated the plan of the eternal bestowal of divinity upon humanity. Now begins the human attempt to realize and to actualize the limitless possibilities that are inherent in the supernal partnership with God, which has thus factualized. The present known destiny of surviving mortals is the paradise core of the finality. This is also the goal of destiny for all thought adjusters who become joined in eternal union with their mortal companions. At present, the paradise finaliters are working throughout the grand universe in many undertakings, but we all conjecture that they will have other and even more supernal tasks to perform in the distant future after the seven superuniverses have become settled in light and life, and when the finite God has finally emerged from the mystery which now surrounds this supreme deity. You have been instructed to a certain extent about the organization and personnel of the central universe, the superuniverse, and the local universe. You have been told something about the character and origin of some of the various personalities who now rule these far-flung creations. You have also been informed that there are in process of organization vast galaxies of universes far out beyond the periphery of the grand universe, in the first outer space level. It has also been intimated in the course of these narratives that the Supreme Being is to disclose his unrevealed tertiary function in these now uncharted regions of outer space. And you have also been told that the finaliters of the Paradise Core are the experiential children of the Supreme. We believe that the mortals of adjuster fusion, together with their finaliter associates, are destined to function in some manner in the administration of the universes of the first outer space level. We have not the slightest doubt that in due time these enormous galaxies will become inhabited universes. And we are equally convinced that among the administrators thereof will be found the paradise finaliters whose natures are the cosmic consequence of the blending of creature and creator. What an adventure! What a romance! A gigantic creation to be administered by the children of the Supreme, these personalized and humanized adjusters, these adjusterized and eternalized mortals, these mysterious combinations and eternal associations of the highest known manifestation of the essence of the first source and center and the lowest form of intelligent life capable of comprehending and attaining the Universal Father. We conceive that such amalgamated beings, such partnerships of creator and creature, will become superb rulers, matchless administrators, and understanding and sympathetic directors of any and all forms of intelligent life which may come into existence throughout these future universes of the first outer space level. True it is, you mortals are of earthly, animal origin. Your frame is indeed dust. But if you actually will, if you really desire, Surely the heritage of the ages is yours, and you shall some day serve throughout the universes in your true characters, children of the supreme God of experience and divine sons of the Paradise Father of all personalities. Presented by a solitary messenger of Orvantan.